Good morning and welcome to When the Kids Go Down. I can't believe it's been a week since we've talked. It doesn't feel that way because I live the same days often because I have children who are home with me. And so a lot of the days can feel kind of blurred into the same, especially with like the age that they're at and just all the house stuff that we have to do. The laundry pile feels never ending and just so many surfaces that have to be clean so that I can feel like calm, and I'm not like scrubbing them to the bone, but like they have to be able to like eat and walk on things and not feel like I am suffocating or overstimulated. Do you feel like if I had a schedule that I could stick to, not that I could stick to, but like a set schedule, then I would stick to it and then I would know like what days I have to do what? And the thing is, if I have like floors to do, then and there's also laundry. It's gonna bother me that the laundry is gonna be like a huge mess instead of feeling like if I tackle the floors, then I can do the laundry, or if I don't know, like, 'cause it's really just like everyday stuff, like it's dishes and like the kids. I having like trying to keep up with them and make sure that there are no fruits and berries and butter on your floor. They dropped butter. I don't even know how, like, they got a slice of butter, but there's a drop of butter, like a little slice on the floor, and it didn't look like butter. It just looked like a piece of paper. So the texture when I scooped it up with my fingers, like I was expecting to pick up a piece of paper, and my fingers just ran through this butter substance, which was butter. And it just did not feel great. So the floors are clean. There's some laundry. I've been really good lately at like folding immediately or hanging immediately. It's just I have to be on top of it. And it's a lot. It's a lot of, I don't know. I'm trying to think back to when like pre-kids at the apartment. Hi, babe. My husband and I lived in this apartment for several years. That was like 700 square feet. And technically a studio because they had like a dividing hallway where the bedroom was, but there was no door there ever. They said there was supposed to be one. There never was. Actually, that's not true. There was a door there, but it didn't last long. It was the flimsiest door. It was so thin, and I don't even know like why it was there. It was literally like curtain thin. My dog that I had at the time ripped through it when he accidentally locked himself in the hallway area that connected to the bedroom. So that was gone, and I remember that we threw it away, and like they did an inspection on the apartment like a year later. Like, oh no, it was so long, and they're like, wasn't there a door here? And these are the same people who never gave me closet doors. Like, when we went to go look at the apartment, there were no closet doors, it was just like open. And so they were like, huh, that's weird that they're supposed to have doors. Don't worry, when you move in, there'll be doors. And then they just never appeared. And they never mentioned that. I think the time living there, they did like a total of like two inspections, and never did they ever mention like, oh, shouldn't you have doors here after like the initial move in? So it was annoying that they mentioned the other door. But anyways, they also like broken, not broken, I guess they have access to your apartment, but like they came into my apartment to fix my blinds because my blinds face the street, and so some of them were like broken. And so I came home one day to new blinds, and no one ever told me that they came in. So it was, I don't know, but I'm trying to think back of like how it was able to be like tidied or whatever. And like, truthfully, Ryan worked, my husband, way less than I did. It was like a third of what we're living in now. So I guess it's just a lot bigger. So the mess can kind of like be dispersed into different areas. So I don't know, it's like a bigger explosion, but it's really not that bad. It's just I just my brain needs things to be a little tidier. I like a I called it something in the last episode, like a chaotic good. I don't know. I just need like messy chaos, but like organized chaos. I don't know. I'm rambling because I'm trying to wake up, and I made my coffee a little bit too hot. I left the milk on the stove a little bit too long because it's the kids are sick, and so it's a lot of forgetting what I'm doing and also like not having time to finish what I'm doing. So it's just bear with me here. We need to talk about my TBR because over the weekend I read two books, and I'm also DNFing a book. Not, I don't know. Okay, so I read Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt. I gave it 5 stars. I cried. I also did have about a glass and a half of wine in me. So I don't know if that, I typically cry like when I read a very good book like that. But I will say that maybe it was the like amount that I cried that had to do with the wine. I don't know. And also like Ryan, my husband, was just with me. I was reading. He went to the store. I finished the book as he was like coming back and I was in tears. Well, I was reading like something major during that time. And so I was in tears when he came home. And it was just funny. He looked at me and he goes, "A book?" And I just shook my head and then he just laughed. And yeah. I loved it. Like I said, it is like, it's this, it's about an octopus at an aquarium who is remarkably bright, and he observes a lot more than people expect. Obviously he can't talk, but we're in his thoughts a lot, and so it's very, very cool. This octopus loves to be messy. He loves to be in everyone's tea, and it's so sweet and so heartfelt, and I really, really enjoyed it. So I gave it 5 stars. There's also a live action coming to Netflix. I may have mentioned this already, but, oh shoot. What's her name? I just forgot her name. Hold on. Sally Fields. Sally Fields will be playing Tova, which is our, female main protagonist in this book. And then I also read, oh my God, what did I read? The Hunger Games book, the like Snows, the ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Is it The Ballad of Songbirds or A Ballad? My notes are right in front of me. It's The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes by Susan Collins, author of The Hunger Games. This is Snow's story. If you were reading this book and found yourself having a crush on Mr. Snow, the man is so incredibly not okay. He is a walking red flag. That red flag being the flag of Pan Am. He is not okay. His character in the book, I mean the book, the movie, I don't know the actor's name. He's a cutie. I don't know how old he is. And sometimes I feel weird when I say like that they're handsome or whatever, because then they end up being like 18 and that's freaky. Well, they don't really. They're typically like 20, but I don't know. I just don't want to be a creep, but he's a cutie. And I get where, I don't know, I haven't seen the movie, so like maybe that plays out differently. Like as far as, I don't know. See, okay, because let's get into the Hunger Games real quick. In the first Hunger Games, watching the movie, I felt like Katniss was actually super into PETA like the whole time. And then reading the books, I was getting annoyed with her, like in her head, her inner monologue is literally, I mean, she's a teenager, but it just sounds like, I shouldn't. Should I? I shouldn't. I don't want to. I kind of want to. That is her inner dialogue. And it just annoyed me because I just want, I don't know, maybe it annoyed me because I like a happy ending. And I'm like I am just like pushing my two Barbies together to force them to kiss all the time in any book I read. So I guess that part annoyed me, but I did really feel like in the movies there was such like emotion, but that's just Jennifer Lawrence's acting as well. But anyways, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. I'm hoping that we can watch it this weekend. Ryan has never seen any of the Hunger Games or read any of the books. And so I am so excited to show him that, but we just haven't had a time to like really sit and watch it. I tried to watch the Hunger Games I watched it, like I binged watched it when Mika was little, like when I was home, I forgot, on maternity leave. And then I wanted to rewatch it when he was like 2 years old. And it's a little bit gory for a 2 year old. He was paying attention, so I couldn't watch it. And then I ended up like just watching it over his naps, I think, because I did rewatch it not too long ago. But it's something that I think it's like my favorite series ever. But I also like I feel like I haven't read as many as like the good series, as many good series. I can't talk. I haven't read all the good series out there, but I don't feel like there's anything like The Hunger Games. So I am looking forward to watching the movie. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, he's just not okay. He talks many times. We're talking about Snow again. He talks so many times about how possessive he is over Lucy and Lucy. Lucy was correct. I don't know why I second guessed myself, but he literally talks about how he has her to keep and like a prize, like literally a prize. So this is coming from someone who enjoyed, I enjoy darker romance books. And I don't know. I can't even talk. There are so many red flags about how dangerous like he could be and how possessive he was to her, where it wasn't even like an emotional like protectiveness or anything. It was just possession. And like it I can't I don't want to like spoil anything. This book is it came out in 2020, so it's like still relatively new, but he follows a very what do I say? Very typical like line of a narcissistic manipulator and abuser. Like he's just not good, and I don't get the whole like he's not the villain you want to fall for, is all I'm saying. I don't get that part. But I'm also seeing it from the perspective of like the reader, which is why who I'm talking to right now. But like I'm not like faulting Lucy for falling for him, but we're in his head, we're in his thoughts and his diary a lot, and like the man is not okay. And that is not if someone you are with is having these thoughts of you, they are not okay, and that's not a healthy relationship. And honestly, thank God, because I could not get I couldn't you couldn't make me like Snow and then be okay with how the ending his ending was in Hunger Games. Like I needed him to be the villain, and he was. So thank you for that. The book that I DNF'd was We Sold Our Souls, because I started listening to it. I had it on Libby, and then I realized I knew the story already, and I had DNF'd it before. So I don't know at what point I DNF'd it. I just lost interest, and I had stopped. And so, like, because I remember I was also listening to it the first time, and I was on a walk, because there are some books where, like, I listen to, and when I go to re-listen to them, I'm like, oh, I remember, like, exactly where I was in this moment when I read that line or listened or whatever. So I was remembering like that I actually took a nighttime walk this time, which like I never do, and that's when I was listening to this, and I just remember DNFing it, and I couldn't get into it as well this time, which sucks because like I really wanted to, but I just couldn't do it. So I DNFed it. Maybe I'll like come back to it because I do love myself like a little Grady Hendrix, but finished The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. We finished Remarkably Bright Creatures. I have the last episode I talked about my TBR. I still have When the Moon Hatched, People We Meet on Vacation, which I said that I got in French on accident. And then I actually just went and picked it up from the bookstore. So I have that as well. Hungerstone, I do have to return soon. So I will probably be reading that one next. Also, it's like horror. So I'm wanting a horror. God damn it. Scorch Trials, I ran out of time, and so I'm on a waiting list for it again. But I don't know. Sometimes like I don't know. We'll see. Sometimes they come back sooner than they say they would, whatever. And then I have The Red Rising, but I did say that I had the Red Rising like graphic audio, so I don't know. I didn't pick it up at the bookstore. And then I have Intermezzo by Sally Rooney. I don't think I'm going to get into Intermezzo this month just because on Mother's Day, went to the bookstore and was treated, and I got three books. The first one I said I was going to finish already because it's only like, it's not even 100, it's literally 149 pages. Like, I kind of wish it was one more page so that I can just like have an even 150 pages. But it's 149 pages, and it's a science fiction. It's from the diary of a robot, not a robot, well, a robot, but like more, I don't know, like think Halo vibes, like the video game, like science fiction, you know, but he's not a human, but he does have organic parts to him. So I don't know. I kind of like picked that one up on a, I don't know why I wanted to leave with three books. Like I was just like, I don't know why three feels like a good number. And so our kids were, I don't know, actually, Ryan, my husband, like managed the children as I like was at the bookstore, managed them. He was like playing with them at the bookstore while I was like browsing and took my time or whatever. So I presume that they were good because I didn't hear them from across the bookstore. And they only came up to me like a few times and were very sweet when they did. I don't know. Anyways, I'm saying this to say that I had my time to like browse around, but I didn't really go in there with like a specific book that I wanted. And I had already grabbed the Emily Henry. So I just kind of was shopping and then I wanted to grab like three books and I saw this one and I do like science fiction and have been wanting to like dive deeper into it. And it was like it was a small paperback. So I was like, I'm just going to grab this one. And I wanted something to read on the way home. And so I started reading it, really enjoyed it. It's basically a diary. And it's a series, but they're not, I think it's like three books. I don't know. And they're all pretty small. So it's nice. And I'm not done with it. But I will probably be done with it by the next time we talk, most likely, obviously. And then I added that to my TBR. And I also have two other books that I picked up. I should go get them. They're on my shelf. So I went to go pick my books off the shelf, and it turns out that I've been book shopping quite a bit, so I should probably slow down and finish what I have. Okay, so the sci-fi that I was talking about is by Martha Wells. It's called All Systems Red, The Murder Robot Diaries. Yeah, I don't know. It's really cool. It immediately starts off with, like, destruction. And I don't know, I like it a lot. So far, the writing was like something that instantly, like the writing style, I instantly just started reading and was hooked on it. There's some books, I did pick up a book recently that I should have read the first line, because had I read the first line, I probably would not have picked it up. I just didn't enjoy it, it felt insufferable, and I just didn't enjoy like the first, I don't know, line. We'll see. I don't know, we'll see. Maybe I'll end up liking it. So I also picked up The Whisper Man by Alex North. I have been wanting to read this one for a long time, and I am craving something like kind of spooky. And this one is said to be nightmarish and disturbing. So we'll see how that works. I'm actually really excited about that one. I picked up A Town with Half the Lights On. I think it's just literary fiction. I don't think it's like, I don't know. I don't really see this one. A Town with Half the Lights On by Paige Getz. I saw it there next to a poster of Remarkably Bright Creatures, and it was like similar-ish vibe to books, and I just picked it up because I liked the cover art, and I don't know, it felt like it was going to be like the right vibe that I was looking for. You okay, dude? Hey, so raise your hand if you just talked for about 15 minutes straight and then didn't record any of it, because that's what I just did. I don't know if I've already said this, but I picked up the book A Town with Half the Lights On because I skimmed like the forwards on it, and words were used like clever and whimsical and warm. And so I wanted to like continue those vibes. And then I also picked up the new Frederick Beckman book, My Friends. I love his books. They're also heartfelt. They're really sweet stories typically. Anxious People I read, and A Man Called Ove, and I feel like there was another one that I read recently. Maybe not. I know I really enjoyed Anxious People. There is a Netflix series on it, and it's in Norwegian, but there's like a dubbed version. I don't really like the dubbed version. I like the Norwegian because, like, it doesn't, I don't know, I need it to translate Exactly like the book. And I feel like they do that in the Norwegian one, and just reading the subtitles is better than like the dubbing of it. I don't know why those are different, but they are. So I never finished that though, because I was watching it with my husband because I really wanted him to watch it. We also did that with like the Chestnut Man. I love that book. It's also in Norwegian, but we watched the dub version of that because it's not too bad. Like it, there are like a little bit of a like a lack between what they're saying and the way that their mouth is moving, but not in the same way as I just feel like the writing style didn't translate to the closed caption, or no, it translated to the closed caption of the subtitles being in English from Norwegian, but the speech being English dubbed over the Norwegian just didn't translate the same way, if that makes any sense. So watch it with subtitles in Norwegian for anxious people. Now that we've been talking about books for about 20 minutes, I would love to talk about witches and moon cycles and on their correlation with menstrual cycles, but I cannot. I have to ring check you because these children are not feeling too great, so I gotta go be a full-time mom right now. No complaints here though. As long as spirits are high, I love an excuse to sit on the couch and hang out. So that's what we're gonna go do. I do kind of miss going on our walks, but we have to be we're home. We're locked in. So I hope you have a good week. Maybe if I have time this weekend, I'll jump back on just to talk about some witchy stuff. Did you hit his noggin? Mommy duty calls, so I will have to go. Oh, but if you think you know who the ghostwriter of Silver Elite is, if you're on that side of book talk, bookstagram drama, will you let me know? Because I'm not going to read it, and I want to know who you think the ghostwriter is.